And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM Network all over West Michigan. We appreciate you guys all tuning in. Happy weekend. A little snap in the air. And we're thinking about a lot of things that are going to be coming up here in the next couple months that are really high on my priority list. I love this time of year. But we got a guest on the guest line right now.
Yeah, we do. And we're not only that, we're Michigan Talk Network, but we're also on WBRN for our big Bulldog station in Big Rapids. Oh, yeah. And more importantly, you can just go to thegrillingguys.com and look for the Listen Live button, click it, and guess what? You'll get us.
Right.
Boom.
Yep.
Or you can sign up for the podcast, no charge. We'll drop it in your phone. We'll sneak into your room every night and drop it in your phone.
And, just once a week.
And just,
but you can hear us coming. We're not real sneaky.
And, of course, if you look at thegrillingguys.com, you'll see a link. You can follow us on Facebook if you like. You can look to the right side of the page, and you'll see all sorts of companies. Those are our sponsors, and we would love it if you would shop with them because they support us and keep bringing you this product. And one of them is MyPillow. Another one is ThermoPen. I sell more ThermoPens than anybody I know because everybody sees mine and says, "Whoa, that's cool." Well, then, you know, you got to have one.
It's essential.
If
it's
you
not
don't have
just
a,
cool, but it's essential barbecue.
Too. Yeah, if you don't have a ThermoPen, there's like $80, yeah. And it's made in America. But anyway, if you want to sign up for the podcast, You can find this show because you might have missed the live broadcast, but we're talking with Spencer from Dragonmead, which is, all honesty, he's not here to give me a free beer, but I'll plug him anyway. This is, I'm telling you, that Final Absolution Jop is one of the best beers I've ever had, and I've been to Belgium, I've been to West Vlietren and had the triple, and so anyway, come on back on, buddy, and we'll talk a little bit of that in St. Bernardus or whatever you want. But we want to know how people can find you in Warren and St. Clair Shores.
So our Warren location is in on 11 and Grosbeck. Basically, just take 696 down, and there you are.
Okay.
And St. Clair Shores is right on about 9.5 in Jefferson.
Oh. Okay. We have a lot of family in that area.
So, I mean, did,
yep.
So, Spencer, tell me about it.
You've been.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, can you tell me about it, please? The you've been in this business, you said, since you were 10 years old, pushing 30 years. What's different now than when you started? I mean, where do you see the Michigan brewing going?
So, obviously, now there's a lot more breweries than 10 years ago. And craft beer has really become mainstream. It used to be we used to be a novelty of an industry, you know, people who wanted good beer and good beer wasn't around. You know, we essentially wanted to have beer to drink. And since there wasn't beer, unless you travel overseas and import something, beer didn't exist, so we just had to make it. Now it's everywhere, so the competition is, I think, become more of a factor, but also as an advertisement as well. So we have more competition, but a lot more clients as well.
And are you
kind
making?
Of my thought of Michigan right now.
Are you doing any seltzers?
We actually make a couple options for like gluten-free reasons for people that just can't have beer but want something to drink at the bar.
Right.
So we actually make a seltzer, and one of our bartenders at the Mead, she actually makes simple syrups by reducing a bunch of fruit and makes some pretty creative flavors.
Wow.
And we actually hand mix the seltzers bar side, just like an old time soda jerk, and that's how we get our seltzers out there. It's
So it's
everything is, you know, usually really, really fresh in the ingredient there. We just mix it to the base seltzer.
So it's a tap house only kind of specialty, which is cool. Another reason to come
it
stop
is.
In.
And, yeah, you know yeah. what? And the cool thing about that is, let's say you're out with three couples. Well, there's probably one person in those six that's just not a big beer person. She is typically
generally.
A wine person. There's some guys that don't like beer. I just don't associate with them. But so you want to keep the gang together. So good on you, Spencer. You should have options like that that will allow them to celebrate with everybody else. Because who wants to exclude beautiful women?
Exactly. That's why I opened up into wine and the ciders. Hopefully, I'll have some liquor pretty soon. We just applied for the inspection for the for a liquor license for producing. So that'd be cool too.
Oh, you're going to produce liquor?
Yep. We could only legally sell what we make. So like, I couldn't go down the street and get a bottle of Jack Daniels and sell it there. But if I make some whiskey, well, I can sell it then.
Yeah. See, that's your government tax dollars at work. They have all these stupid. Well, you can do this, but you can't do that. Why? Because I said so.
Yeah. Exactly.
Free man.
Basically. Yeah.
So that's very cool. And tell me, we probably talked about Final Absolution enough. Not really, in my opinion. But what are your next three best-selling beers?
So Eric the Red is our next best-selling beer. It's a light Irish red, fantastic beer. But it's kind of funny. It's like one of the most opposite from Final Absolution beers you can get. It's you know, slightly higher body, but lower alcohol, red in hue, very English. They're quintessential English red.
Beautiful.
Whereas Final Absolution is high in alcohol, very light-bodied, very smooth. It's kind of neat how the high and the low alcohol beer is that popular together. I would also say that after the Eric the Red, in-house, our Oktoberfest Marzen this time of the year, like our lagers really kick butt.
Really?
But in distribution, our apricot wheat. We like fruit beers. We like them because we make them very beer first and fruit as a little hint just to make it smell and taste a little bit like apricot or like raspberries, like our other fruit beers are. But we always want to make sure that it's not a fruit bomb. We're not just pouring slurry of juice in there and diluting it, making you a fruit cocktail and calling it a beer. We just wanted it to be a real beer that happens to have some flavor in it. So,
and that's been a nice addition.
Number three.
That's been a nice addition to the beer industry. I remember when Tim Surprise, what did Surprise come out with that time? Oh, it was a mango IPA, and I just threw a fit, and I took a drink and said, wow, is this good? Well, listen, Spencer Channel from Dragon Mead Brewery in Warren and St. Clair Shores, I can't wait till the next time I get down to the Motor City because I'm going to look you up and make sure that we can raise a glass and just continue this conversation. But what's your website, buddy?
Dragonmead.com.
Too easy.
Yeah.
DRAGONMAD.com. I mean, it helps when you get your domain in 97.
Yeah.
You must have
called the vice president that year.
You
got
to hold
that.
Al Gore.
Al Gore. Yeah. Said, yeah, we still got that one.
All right, Spencer. Thanks a lot, buddy. Dragon Mead Brewery, Warren, St. Clair Shores. If you want to try the best beer in the world, just try and get your hands on a bottle of Final Absolution from the Pope. See you, buddy. Thanks.
I see you.
Okay.
Interesting guy.
Yes.
He's
humble.
Yeah.
He's humble.
He's very humble.
Plus, there was a little phone
delay.
But here's
a phone delay. And I apologize for the quality of that. But
thanks a lot, Randy. Why don't you come up with a better phone system for crying out loud?
Yeah. The thing that they didn't mention about the brewing world that's changed is you heard the guy opened a high-end restaurant to bring people to his beer.
Well, that's good for a lot of reasons.
It is. It's great because everybody likes to eat when they're drinking a beer. But he went high-end with it, which is unique because most of the places are pub food.
Well, here's what impressed me with our conversation the other day. He goes after a beer and he tries to perfect that category. He's not just Belgian.
Yep.
Anyway.
Yep. Pretty cool. All right. You've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, Jethro FM's network. Everybody, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. And you go out and have a good weekend. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah.